RightPad employees have already seen pay cuts this year due to furlough days from sequestration. The federal government shutdown only makes it worse.
I just feel like, I'm angry about it.
Suzanne Rosen has done office work on the base for 27 years.
This is my only income. I've got a 21-year-old son who lives with me and a daughter who's still in high school, and I'm the breadwinner. That's concerning.
For every day she and other RightPad employees are out of work, the Dayton area loses $5 million. And that affects people like Ron Kutcher, a baker who supplies local restaurants with artisanal bread. He says the last government shutdown in the 90s was a major hit to the restaurant business and to his bottom line.
Those dollars never get spent again. You know, once the government reopens, it's not like they come back and spend twice as much for the next 2 weeks because they were off work for 2 weeks. It just doesn't work like that.
Meanwhile, RightPad officials say many base services are limited or closed until further notice. And with Congress still in total gridlock, that notice could be a while. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.